153. Jesus speaks to his disciples of women's apostolate. 3rd May 1945.
What is the matter with you, Peter? You look discontented,
asks Jesus, who is walking along a country path under almond trees in blossom, which announce to men that the worst season is over.
I am thinking, Master.
You are thinking. I know. But you do not seem to be thinking of happy things.
As you know everything about us, you already know my thoughts.
Yes, I do. Also, God the Father knows the needs of men, but he wants in man the intimacy that discloses his needs and asks for help. I can tell you that you are wrong in being vexed.
So my wife is not less dear to you?
Of course not, Peter. Why should she? There are many dwelling places of my Father in heaven, and many are the tasks of men on the earth. And they are all blessed, provided they are fulfilled in a holy manner. Could I possibly say that all the women who do not imitate the Marys and Susanna are disliked by God?
Certainly not. Also, my wife believes in the Master, but she does not follow the example of the other women,
says Bartholomew. Neither does my wife nor my daughters. They are staying at home, but they are always ready to give us hospitality, as they did yesterday, says Philip.
I think my mother will do the same. She cannot leave everything she is all by herself,
says the Iscariot.
It is true. I was sad, because I thought mine was so little. Oh, I cannot explain.
Do not criticize her, Peter. She is an honest woman,
says Jesus.
She is very shy. Her mother had them all under her thumb, both her daughter and her daughters-in-law,
says Andrew.
But she should have changed in all the years she has been with me.
Oh, brother, you are not all that sweet-tempered yourself, you know. If a person is shy, you are like a spoke in his wheel. My sister-in-law is very good, and the best proof is that she has always tolerated with patience her mother and her bad temper, and you and your overbearance.
You said that we are going to Caesarea now. Who is there?
Creatures seeking the true God are to be found everywhere. Springtime is already announced by the pinkish-white almond blossoms. The cold days are over. In a few days' time I will decide upon the places where we shall stop, and shelter the women disciples, and we shall start moving around again, to spread the word of God, without worrying about our sisters, without any fear of slander, and both their patience, and their kindness will be a lesson to you. The hour of rehabilitation of women is almost here. There will be a great flowering of holy virgins, wives and mothers in my church.